Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Today, I am so excited to welcome back to the show my friend, Chris Larson. Hi, Chris.
Monica, great to see you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, ladies, you know that I record my shows like 4 months out, right? So actually, this one you're going to hear in late January or whatever, or February. I don't even know. But yes, it's the very first show that I'm recording in 2023. So I'm so delighted to have Chris here to start my year off with me. So you ladies have met Chris before. He talks about syndication. We've actually had a webinar with him before. And I wanted to bring him back because his business has greatly expanded. And he's offering some new things to help you ladies create passive income. And so I wanted him to come back and talk about all this new exciting stuff. But for those of you who have not yet heard Chris, let me tell you a little bit about him, okay? So Chris Larson is the founder and managing partner of Next Level Income. Chris has been investing in and managing real estate for over 20 years. While still at college, he bought his first rental property at age 21. Yay! I love that because that's how I was. From there, Chris expanded into development, private lending, buying distressed debt, as well as commercial offices, and ultimately syndicating multifamily properties. He began syndicating deals in 2016 and has been actively involved in over $1.5 billion of real estate acquisitions. Chris is passionate about helping investors become financially independent. Hello, I'm so excited to have you back, Chris.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you. I love the smile.
Ditto. So today, you're going to be talking about the Next Level framework, right? So Chris is a coach, ladies, or he used to be a coach. Much like me, other parts of his life is now creating changes for him. So he's creating a framework, and he's going to tell you all about that today. So give us kind of a high level of your story.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, and this is one thing I love about you, Monica, is our stories are very similar in terms of starting with residential. And I was fortunate enough to be introduced to bigger commercial projects later on. But my initial passion earlier in life was racing bicycles. And that's all I wanted to do. So I talk about this in my book, which if you didn't get it the first time that I was on the show, you can get our website, nextlevelincome.com/book. And just let me know if you get a copy there that you heard me on Monica's podcast here. And I talk all about this. And that was my love. That was my passion. My best friend I met through cycling. And I went to college for biomechanical engineering, but I just wanted to graduate and turn pro and race my bike. And along that path, my friend passed away, my best friend, my roommate, my training partner, and obviously affected me in multiple different ways, right? When you lose somebody, in my case, he was like a brother, but it also, after it sunk in, it made me realize something. It made me realize that I didn't want to have any regrets in life and I wanted to be able to live life to the fullest. And I'm a very analytical person. So when I looked at that, I said, well, how can you do this, right? How can you take advantage of opportunities? And the thing is, this is the truth. You have to have money in this world to be able to take advantage of opportunities. And sometimes that's spending more time with your family. Sometimes it's taking a business risk. Sometimes it's spending time to volunteer. Sometimes it's actually giving money. Dan Sullivan, who runs Strategic Coach that I was a part of for several years, likes to say, if you can write a check for it, it's not a problem. So I decided after my friend passed away and I actually quit cycling at the time, quit racing, that I was going to embark on a journey to become financially independent. So I read book after book, over 250 books. I was investing in the stock market, but ultimately came upon real estate, as everybody's kind of figured out by now, I'm sure. And then after making a lot of mistakes over really 15 years, I ultimately started investing with other operators in commercial real estate, specifically multifamily. And that was what gave me my path towards financial independence. Now I was making a lot of money. I was working as a medical device rep and also as a medical, is basically all different types of roles in sales with the medical device field. But I was on call. I worked a lot of hours. I mean, I worked 16 days. I worked 7 months straight one time without a day off. I mean, I spent 3 days straight in the hospital, sleeping in the hospital. So I worked really hard in my life, but I had a plan and a path. So what I've done is I took the framework that I use that I was teaching my coaching clients one-on-one that would pay me $30,000 a year. I put it into a course. I'm going to give everybody a high-level overview today of what we teach in that course. So basically a real Cliff Notes version of what you can do to become financially independent in your own life.
I love that. And that's why you're here, because I just love it. And ladies, so Chris is going to be giving us kind of a high level today. We are going to do a deeper dive in a webinar on February 2nd, which is a Thursday. It'll be our first webinar of the year with me, you ladies. So I'm so excited about that. So Chris is going to be with me on that. And that's going to be from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. So it's going to be Thursday, February 2nd from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. And if you're hearing this later, of course, there will be a replay. So you can go to that the same URL, which is going to be blissfulinvestor.com/six-figures-webinar. And of course, that'll be in the show notes. So preemptively, I wanted to tell you about that. So as you're listening to Chris today, if you've got questions, jot them down. He's going to be live with us in a couple of weeks. So you can ask all sorts of questions then. So Chris, go ahead and take it away. And I just want to comment on the sort of make, keep, grow idea that I know that you're going to be introducing to my ladies. I love that. And it's such a big piece of sort of how I've structured my business and how most real estate investors who reach a certain level of success start to look at things. Yeah. So ladies, I want you to understand that this is a little bit of an advanced concept, but it's not only for advanced people. In other words, you can take these concepts right now, even if you're a beginner, and build your entire business based on this concept of make, keep, grow. So go ahead, Chris.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is, look, I have two young boys. So they're 11 and almost 13. And I like to be able to teach concepts and talk about concepts that my boys can understand, because I was explaining to my son, he's off school today, and we're going to the bank, and I was actually depositing a check, a very large check from a deal that just sold. And I was explaining to him how that large check started as $3,000. So if you hear $100,000 or you hear a billion in real estate transactions and your eyes glaze over, you're like, this isn't for me. I started with $3,000 for my first property. And these deals are still available today. You can still find good deals. You can still find deals that are going to work for you, whether you have $3,000 in the bank, $30,000, $300,000, or $3 million in the bank. All these concepts work. Now, I know a lot of you that are listening are very successful. You're making lots of money. A lot of you have careers that you love. I got to work with a lot of doctors and surgeons in my career, and I have a lot of investors from that. And a lot of them say, hey, if I won the lottery, I would still go to work because I love what I do. Look, if you're a doctor and you're listening, God bless you, because it has to be a passion. You really have to love what you do. It's such a lifestyle. But the first thing, and I talk about this in the book and I talk about this in my course, is find a way to make more money. And really, the reason I say that is because a lot of the best investments out there are reserved for those that are accredited investors. And that means you have to make $200,000 or more in annual income as an individual, $300,000 as a couple, or have a net worth of $1 million, excluding your personal residence. And there's a couple little nuances there that you may be able to get in. But the bottom line is, if you can make more money and you're accredited, a couple things happen. One, you have more money, more capital to invest. Two, you have more opportunities because now you're accredited and the SEC says, hey, you're allowed to invest in some of the, like a car wash opportunities or the new RV and boat storage opportunity that we just launched that not all investors are out there get to have access to. So that's the big thing. But really what I found, I was successful. I was making money, Monica, but I wanted to be more efficient so I could have more time with my loved ones. So that's one of the things we teach in the course is how to set goals, how to figure out what you're worth, and how to delegate or get rid of those little distractions. And one of my favorite things is how to create 20 to 40 hours more a week to spend with your family, doing things that you love, or start a side hustle. So if you're listening and saying, well, Chris, I'm not at $200,000. If you're at $50,000 or $100,000 of annual income, if I could give you 20 or 40 hours more a week, could you make another $50,000 a year? Could you make another $100,000 a year? Could you maybe start a business that creates some passive income for you? So that's where we start, Monica, is how do you become more efficient with your time, more effective with your time, and ultimately grow your income? And look, if you're listening and you're making seven figures a year already and you say, I'm good, Chris, you can skip right through that section if you want to.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor.
If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free.
So when we start with making money, there's a lot of different ways that we can think about making money too. So the richest people in the world, they say they have an average of 7 streams of income to make that money, right? Now, and I've said this on the show before, ladies, I think it's important for us to hear again that because you have 7 streams of income does not mean that you're working 7 jobs. It simply means that you have 7 different streams coming to you from decisions that you have made. So if you have a job that you love, that's one stream of income, right? If you are investing in real estate, let's say you have a portfolio of investment properties, that's another stream of income. So I can talk to you a little bit right off the top of my head what they are for me, right? So I am a real estate investor. So my rental properties make a particular stream of income. I have a bunch of notes, you guys know, through the Boer strategy. So I have a bunch of notes that I have bringing me a stream of income. My husband invests quite a lot in stocks. That's the part that he manages for our portfolio. So I have a stream of income there. His income is a stream of income. My sponsorships from this podcast is a stream of income. So those are a bunch of different. And notice that I'm not fully involved.
And you have a book, right?
And I have a book. That's a stream of income. So sort of like my media. So the podcast, I consider myself as media personality piece, which includes being author speaker. That is that stream of income, right? I also, this is kind of a secret, and I'm going to talk to you ladies about this later, but I have also gone into high return investments, which include Forex, crypto, fees. So all of that sort of high return stuff is also a piece of my income, and I'm getting a huge residual on that too. That's very high risk, which is why I don't normally talk about it, because high risk also means high return, high risk. They're kind of, in this case, same thing, and things can crash and burn. So as I learn more and I experience more, I'll share that more with you ladies, but that's kind of my secret adventure for the last year. Anyway, so we've got all of these different forms of income, right? I will say the thing that takes the most time, you ladies hear that I work 10 hours a month, 5 to 10 hours a month on my rental property, right? But there's other things, mostly this, the media personality piece, that takes the most time. I would say that easily takes 20 hours a week, right? Because I'm traveling and other stuff like that. But that's my choice, right? I also spend time on doing charity work, right? I also spend time, like lots of other things. I'm a caretaker for my parents. But because I've got 7 different ways that I'm making income, I'm not so concerned if one's not working quite as well as the others. I have kind of an idea monthly what kind of money is going to be coming in because I've diversified my streams of income. So I kind of went on this tangent.
Oh, no, that's, you really underscored what I was saying, Monica. And it's the same with me. I was always looking for ways, and I know we're going to deep dive into that in the webinar, which is how do you evaluate these deals? I give everyone in that webinar how you can figure out in 5 minutes whether it's a good deal and then really have not only a framework, but also tools that you can use to say, hey, how do we figure out how to create these income streams? Be confident while we're doing it, right? Because again, I'm an analytical guy. So of course, there's a spreadsheet involved with that.
Of course there is. And I am involved in syndications also. So my real estate portfolio, I've got 3 of those paths of income. Actually, I've got a 4th because I run a construction company also, but that's more active. Right. So even in the real estate arena, I've got several different paths of income that come in. So if my rentals, let's say one goes vacant, I've still got all my syndications paying quarterly, right? Yep. Whatever they're supposed to be paying. So even in my passive income, I've subdivided, right? So ladies, what I'm saying is that you don't need to work harder to make more money. You need to work smarter. And that's what I really love about what Chris was talking about is if you could get 20 to 40 hours back a week, what would you do with that? Could you learn more about different ways to make that passive or residual income that you're looking for to increase that income? So now you've got more opportunities and you can invest in things that people that aren't making that income can't, right? So
yes, exactly. Yeah. And what happens is it snowballs, right? You create another income stream or you create more time in your life and that opens up space, right? If you have that capital, like we talked about before, and you have the time, now you have the freedom to choose to work with and do the things that you're really passionate about. And that's where I found your income starts to really multiply.
Right.
But, and I think we're going to dive into this a little later, there are three silent killers or kind of insidious beasts that will come and they'll try to attack your income. And that's why the second component of the framework is how to keep your money. So I like to say this, it's like, all right, let's put some more people in the boat and start rowing. That's make more money, right? Mm-hmm. But what if your boat has a bunch of leaks? So working with dozens of coaching clients, some that are making seven figures a year, very successful, I found one thing in common, Monica. No one does all of these things properly. And those three things are proper insurance, proper liability protection, and also proper tax strategy. And what we talk about in the course is how to make sure you have all of these things in place, because a death, my father died at age five, when I was age five, a death or major illness can rob you of income, right? Especially like if it's a major source of your family's income, as it was in my family. Number two, a lawsuit. So you own these properties, and I know a lot of high income earners, and probably a lot of listeners of the show, and I was guilty of this early on as well. You own real estate. You own it in your own name. You don't have a proper LLC setup. You may be commingling funds. And my attorney talks about a story where his friend lost $3 million because he didn't take a few hours and $1,000 or so to set up a proper entity. And these are things that can really come and get you. So, I mean, if you have liability in other areas of your life, you certainly don't need more liability from our investments, right? So my attorney actually provided his entire course, all of his resources inside of my course when he found out what we were doing. So that comes inside of there. And we even have a checklist. It's the ultimate estate plan checklist. So if it's daunting as it was for me, you can go right through that checklist. You can say, okay, these are the steps I need to take. Everything from writing down where your passwords are, where your heirs or your partner or spouse can find all the information for your properties, for your accounts, and do those things, to, okay, what about tax strategy? So this is low-hanging fruit. Typically, my coaching clients are saving somewhere between 5 and 10% off of their taxes. So what I mean is they're paying 30%, that drops to say 20%. And most of our coaching clients, we can get them with our tax strategists that we work with. That's not something that I do specifically, but I'm not an accountant, not a CPA. I don't do that, but we definitely have vetted CPAs that we work with, but they're able to get most people's tax rates, even W-2 income earners, a lot of time below 20%. So if you can save that money, that may be your first, say, $50,000 for passive investment, for instance. So that's why I like to say it's like a boat. If you can plug all the leaks in your boat, now you start rowing faster. So when the money's coming in, it's not going out in the form of taxes. It's not being lost because, or you can sleep at night because you're not worried about losing it to one of these other things that's lurking in the shadows out there.
Yeah, I love that. And we've talked about this before, and I know Chris has said this before, is that the more that you keep, the more it can compound. So people say, well, it's okay, I'll deal with this later, whatever. I don't make enough now, so I don't need to worry about this. The thing is that the sooner you get a handle on holding on to your money, the more that particular money will compound. And compounding is the magic of finance, right? Yes. The more that you can utilize that money to invest, to grow it, the faster it will grow and the faster you get to that place of wealth. So keeping your money is very important. Last October, I had a webinar and show about the Abundance Group Trust. Trusts are another way that you can utilize to do this tax strategies, have your legacy things to pass down in case of death or health problems, but also how to mitigate your, what do you say, your exposure to lawsuits, because it gives you anonymity. So I have chosen that route, is to go through trusts. And I know that Chris is introducing some other options.
Yeah. And that is a part, that is absolutely a part and should be a part of most people's estate planning. Yeah.
Exactly. Point. And actually, yeah. Chris, I'm going to send that show to you so you can listen to it because I'd love to hear your awesome. Feedback on that. So ladies, go back to that. It was in October. It was Gina. I think you remember that. And what I love also is that Chris gives you sort of this checklist of all of these things because sometimes it can feel very daunting, which is why a lot of people don't do it, but you miss a big opportunity. If you have to work less to get more money, that's like the golden grail, right?
Yes.
So let's say you make $100,000 a year and you pay 30% in taxes, right? Now you've made $70,000. But if you can cut that to 20% of taxes, you just made $10,000 more without working a single hour or minute more for that money.
And here's the amazing thing, Monica. So I'm actually going to pull my calculator out. So if I was making $70,000 and I saved $10,000, I actually get a 14% raise essentially.
Raise, right?
That's a big difference. And we're not talking about ways that this isn't tax fraud. You're not evading taxes.
Absolutely not.
You are literally taking the rule book of the IRS and you're following the rules that the IRS puts out there. And I like the expression when it comes to taxes, be aggressive, but document thoroughly. So if you have the right structure set up, if you do that, it's fantastic. And I think in the member section, I'm also talking about my $1 million secret. So this one secret will literally save you $1 million over your investing career. It's incredible. And that's if you look at these small numbers and these small amounts that it seems small, through compounding and the difference when you go up in terms of how much you can save and keep versus give away to the government or other people. These are seven-figure secrets that you're learning.
Yeah. Yeah. It does take some time up front to do some research, find out what the right structures are for you, what it is you're really trying to achieve, like what are your assets? What are your obligations to family later on the upside or the downside, right? My parents versus maybe children or my nephew or whatever, right? So where are you feeling your obligations are going to be and how do you want that legacy to be transferred? Those sorts of things. So it does take a little bit of thought. So I understand that it can be daunting. But it's a very, very important piece of the financial picture. So don't just assume that you just have to work harder to make more money. You don't. You can work a little bit more for a little while, but it's not a 20-year commitment. So much of the time you ask for a raise from your job. Are you going to get 14%? And when you get that raise, often you're going to have more responsibilities. You're going to have to work harder, more hours, right? Or if you move, my husband does this. He'll
pay more taxes.
Another job. What?
And pay more taxes.
Pay more taxes, right? My husband will move to another job. Now he's got 2 years in where he's like, I got to prove myself, right? To make that extra 5% increase in income that he made, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what I'm suggesting. It's a path. That's great. My husband loves his job, but you can make more income without doing all of those other things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's what we're trying to do. They're not secrets. All this information and give you all the resources and the path to do it. So, and we do it in about 30 minutes a week. So maybe, about 30 minutes a week. So it's 8 modules, 30 minutes a week. Yeah, you can knock this thing out. You could do it in a weekend for sure. But you can go through it 30 minutes a week for 8 weeks and you'd be done it in 2 months.
Perfect. So we talked about make and keep. Yeah. So let's talk about the really fun one, grow.
So the grow, it's sexy, right? Like this is investing and we're talking about with our friends, our Christmas or holiday parties and cocktail parties and those sorts of things. But I'm glad that we started with the other pieces because have you made time for what matters in your life? Have you plugged the holes in your boat? Do you have just an ironclad plan so that you know you're safe? You can sleep well at night. You don't have to worry that after you've made this money, it's just going to get sucked away by one of these, like I said, these little like silent killers that are lurking out there. Or not so silent. If you're about to get your tax bill here, it's pretty loud when you got to write that check. But then you get to the growth part. So we're going to dive deep in the webinar about how to evaluate passive deals, syndications. But before you do that, there's a lot of active investors I know that are listening. I started as an active investor. I'm still active in investments, but I also have passive investments in about 40 different passive investments. So we talk about how to decide, do you want to be active? Do you want to be passive in terms of your real estate portfolio? Maybe you're like your husband, Monica, and you say, hey, look, I love what I do. I make great money. I would like to know how to be confident in finding passive deals or marry a wonderful person like yourself and let you handle some of that stuff. And that's a fantastic way. And we also give you the tools to figure out when will you become financially independent. So we have a beautiful spreadsheet that's part of this, and it's going to allow you to plug in your numbers at the end to figure out when can you be financially independent. And what I find is, now this isn't some magic bullet. I'm not going to wave a wand. I'm not going to make you some promise. But if you're accredited, if you're making good income, I find that pretty much everybody has a path to become financially independent in about 7 years. It can be a little bit less than that, can be a little bit more than that, depending on where you are in your journey. But I find that to be a very realistic number if you're out there and you have a family like I do, like most of you do that are listening, and do that. But the first step is active or passive. Then you have to decide, okay, if I'm going to be active, what strategy am I going to do? Am I going to do fix and flips? Am I going to do notes? Am I going to manage my own rental portfolio? Am I going to do short-term rentals? My wife and I have two short-term rentals here in Asheville, North Carolina. And so we participate a little bit active, but it works very well because we also have places for our family and friends because people like to come visit Asheville, North Carolina. So it works well with us. But we decided we didn't want to do more short-term rentals. We would rather do stuff that is more scalable. Then we go through, what is your right strategy? Okay. So a little active, a little passive, maybe none of one and 100% of the other. Maybe you decide you want to go full-time into real estate, and that's great. However, even if you say, hey, I'm going to be full-time in real estate, that's not scalable. And I talk about everyone should have a strategy for passive income. So once you got those big flywheels turning, right, and you got all that excess cash that you're kicking off, where are you going to put it? What type of deals are you going to put it in? And then more specifically, what is the framework, both qualitative and quantitative, that you can evaluate those deals so that you can be confident that you're putting your money in the right place? Because it can be daunting when you look at something like a $50 or $100 million apartment complex that you're investing, say, $50,000 in. Well, is that just like a house? It's not just like a house. There's a lot of other different factors. It's more complicated in some ways. It also can be simpler in some ways. So we break down all of those qualitative issues, the right questions to ask, the data. If you're a data person like me, we have stuff that you can go through to learn. What are the right questions? What is the local population growth? We talk about sponsorship fees, and you can dive deep into all those different areas. Or you can just go to the high level, figure out, okay, these are the questions I need to ask. These are the deals that I'm going to be in. This is how much cash flow it's going to kick off. And then you can calculate, like I said, your freedom number. We call it your path to financial independence.
I love that. I love that it talks about qualitative as well as quantitative. Ladies, you have heard, I would say, at least easily 25 syndicators on this show, right? These are all people that have become fairly good friends of mine. Not all of them, but several of them. And yet, even though I'm close to them and I trust them, I get overwhelmed looking at their deals. And so there's the piece where, how do you build trust? I'm very lucky because I have this show. So I get access to a lot of these people. These come across my desk all the time, right? But for those of you that are not in my situation, are in a much simpler situation than me, you need to find ways, right, to find the syndicators that you're going to trust, right? Hopefully, absolutely, you will investigate the people that I have had on my show, but there's also really good stuff that you can do on the internet, right? To look up,
absolutely,
and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's the qualitative. Like, who are you going to invest with?
Yeah.
The quantitative is, what are you going to invest it with? Right? Both of those pieces are really important, and they're both big pieces of the puzzle. Please go ahead, Chris.
I think the qualitative comes down to, what are the right questions to ask?
Right.
Right. So yes, it's, I think anxiety comes from fear of the unknown. And how can we know if we don't know the right questions to ask? So we give you the right questions to ask. So then you can have a measure when you talk to other syndicators to know that. Just like anybody that goes in, whether it's a car mechanic or whether it's a doctor, a lot of people are overwhelmed when they go to the doctor because they just don't know what questions to ask, especially if there's an illness or something and they're in a very emotional state. I remember my mom, when she had cancer, they'd sit down and they'd record the conversations, but my parents didn't know what questions to ask because they weren't medical professionals. So they would come out of there, and a lot of times they were even more confused than when they went in. And if you're confused, if you're not comfortable, you definitely should not, don't invest. Like, if you don't feel good about something, don't invest. But if you have the right questions, if you have the right knowledge, if you then say, okay, I'm confident, and that's what we want to do, we want to give you the confidence, then you can say, hey, I'm on the right path. And that's why we want to put it also in that quantitative portion. So you can have a score, you can have numbers and say, okay, I'm moving towards this. Because I'll tell you what, you make that first investment, you get a check for a few $100 or $500 or $1,000. It's cool, but that's not going to move the needle enough, right? But when you can see, hey, it's going to start with a few $100 this month, and then a couple more months down the road, that's going to grow. And then a deal sells, like we were just talking about when I started the show here, going to the bank with my son. That $3,000 is now hundreds of times larger than that. And that allows me to go and reinvest that money. It takes time, But I knew it would come over time because I knew I could look at my spreadsheet and say, okay, with a degree of confidence, I can go and say, okay, now I know what I can do with that for the future. And that's what this is all about. Real estate's a get rich slow game. And we want to give you the framework and the roadmap, which is why we call it the six figures of passive income roadmap, to get you where you want to be, which is on that path to ultimate freedom.
Yeah. And it keeps you focused. I mean, so much of the time
we need
that focus, right? Like I was on a 20-year plan on how I was going to retire. Every once in a while, I had to remind myself, why am I doing this? If something came up with a rental property that made me crazy, why am I doing this? And spreadsheets and numbers really help keep you very focused on why you're doing what you're doing and where you're headed, right? And why this is a good idea.
Why are you talking to the real estate agent on her honeymoon? Well, this is why, because 20 years from now, sweetheart, we're going to be financially independent. True story. Fortunately, it didn't take 20 more years. But yeah, on our honeymoon, I was trying to figure out how to get a place rented out. It was a mess.
Yeah.
So, I won't ever forget that.
So with you on that. Yeah. So out of town, because I want to go into our extra portion. So ladies, here's a couple of things I want to close the show with. First of all, we're going to be talking in extra all about like a deep dive more into the three secret killers of wealth, which are death, health, lawsuits, and taxes, right? That sounds like four, but I think death and health are the same.
Yeah, death or a major health though. Yeah, major health.
So we're going to be doing more of a deep dive on that in extra, because I really want you guys to start thinking about that stuff. They're not fun and happy and sexy things, but very, very real. And there are things as you're building your wealth that you really need to kind of think about, take into consideration and plan for. And we don't have a lot of people that are talking about that. I trust Chris to give us a lot of really good information. So I asked Tim to do that for us in extra. So we're going to be talking about that there. If you are really excited about Chris's course already, and I would be if I were, you can actually go get it right now at blissfulinvestor.com/evaluation course. I know those are long words. I'm sorry. I was trying to think of like what I could make this, but anyways, it's the best description that we can get. So blissfulinvestor.com/evaluation course, and you get his course. Now, here's the thing. It just released. So it's brand new on the market. He normally charges $14.97 for it, but my ladies get 30% off. So go to that course, or go to that link and then put in the code BLISS, all in caps. It's all capital caps. BLISS. Yay! So BLISS, all in caps, and you get a 30% discount, which is huge. So I think that takes that down to about $999, about $1,000, right?
Yeah, it's about $1,000. Yep.
Exactly. So definitely go do that. If you want more information before you invest in the course, or if you just want to talk about syndications and ask Chris more questions, because as you can see, he's an open book. He's very transparent and loves to talk about this stuff. We are going to be having a webinar. So mark your calendars. Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. This new year. Oh my goodness. Ooh. From 1 to 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. So 1 to 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, Thursday, February 2nd. And for those of you that are listening to this later, you can still go to that URL and hear the replay. And the URL to go to sign up or hear the replay is blissfulinvestor.com/six-figures-webinar. That's blissfulinvestor.com/six-figures-webinar. So those of you that can join us, please come ask lots of questions. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to say Happy New Year. And is there
Happy Groundhog Day on the 2nd, I just noticed.
So. Is it? Oh my. We're going to be celebrating lots of things.
I might repeat myself too.
I know. That's awesome. So ladies, put that all on your calendar. Mark down those URLs. They're in the show notes also. And did you want to close with anything, Chris, before we say goodbye, before we move into extra?
Well, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you ladies here. And yeah, when we do that course, again, come ask me anything. As Monica said, I'm an open book. And unfortunately, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I've had some unfortunate incidents like losing my father, losing my friend. So I've been through these things, and hopefully I can help you with some of the tools that I put together and the lessons that I've learned, so you don't have to make these same mistakes that I did.
Love that. Thank you. And ladies, always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.